Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We continue on in 1 Samuel chapter 24, looking at the life of David. And in the previous couple of episodes, we saw where David had an encounter with Saul in a cave. David chose not to take care of Saul. He could have killed him right there, but he chose not to. After Saul left, David left. And then David comes out of the cave and yells at Saul. He calls him out, and he says, "My lord and king," and he fell down before him on the ground, prostrated himself before him, and David asked Saul, "Why are you listening to these guys who say that I want to harm you?" He said, "If I wanted to harm you, I could have," and he showed him the example. He had a piece of his robe that he had cut off, and he said, "If I wanted to, I would have done this, but I didn't," and then he told him what he was doing. David said, "May the Lord judge between you and me. May the Lord avenge me on you, but my hands shall not be against you." He said, "I am not going to take matters into my own hand. I will let God do that." He reiterates this twice. In the 15th verse, he said, "The Lord therefore be judge and decide between you and me, and may he," God, "see and plead my cause and deliver me from your hand." So David was literally standing before Saul saying, "I'm dependent upon God. Could have killed you just then, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to take it into my own hands." So what was Saul's response? Well, verse 16. When David had finished speaking these words to Saul, Saul said, "Is this your voice, my son David?" Then Saul lifted up his voice and wept. Well, that's sort of a curious thing, is it, that Saul couldn't see him, or that there was such a distance between them as David was saying all this, as he would have to be shouting it out, that Saul didn't recognize him? Or is it just the acknowledgement that he hears him, that this is your voice, my son David? He was his son-in-law. Okay, David was married to his daughter. But then Saul lifts up his voice and weeps. He cries. He's lifting up his voice. So what is he saying? Who's he lifting his voice up to? Well, he does say some stuff. We're about to see it in the next verse. Here's what he says to David. Saul said to David, "You are more righteous than I, for you have dealt well with me, while I have dealt wickedly with you." Now, just a little thought here. Saul was on an emotional roller coaster, or teeter-totter, or swinger, whatever you want to call it. Up 1 second, down next second, back, forth, back, forth. This is what happens to you when the Spirit of the Lord leads you. Okay? He was just yo-yoing back and forth. But he knew the truth. He says, "You're more righteous than me. You have dealt well with me, and I have dealt wickedly with you." Saul knew what he was doing. He knew what the outcome was. He knew what was happening. But he continues, verse 18, "You have declared today that you have done good to me, that the Lord delivered me into your hand, and yet you did not kill me." Can you imagine, as the realization of this hits Saul, what he must have been thinking? He's expressing a lot of it here. He said, "You declared it today. You've done good to me, that the Lord is the one who delivered me into your hand, yet you did not kill me." Saul acknowledged what this was all about, what was going on. Verse 19, "For if a man finds his enemy, will he let him go away safely? May the Lord therefore reward you with good in return for what you have done to me this day." So think about that for a second. Saul's saying, you know, if a man finds his enemy, is he going to let him go away safely? Saul considered David to be an enemy. But David did not consider Saul to be the enemy. Saul was coming against him. David would fight against him. David would flee. He wasn't just going to let Saul have his way with him and kill him. Okay? But he didn't consider him to be an enemy. Now, Saul's realizing this. He says, if a man finds his enemy, will he let him return safely? You let me return safely. So the idea being, by your word and by your deed, you do not believe me to be an enemy. Verse 20. Now, Saul continues to speak. Now, behold, I know that you will surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel will be established in your hand. So here we go. Jonathan, Saul's son, had already declared this to David. David knew it. Jonathan knew it. The people with David knew it, his men. The people as a whole knew that something was happening here with David. Now the king's saying, you know what? I know this. I know you're going to be king. And I know that the kingdom of Israel is going to be established in your hand. How hard, how difficult was this for Saul to actually declare? But he had an agenda for even at this moment in saying something which was abundantly true to most people. So what was it he wanted? The last two verses tell us. Really the next verse, verse 21. So now, Saul's still speaking. So now, swear to me by the Lord that you will not cut off my descendants after me, and that you will not destroy my name from my father's house. He knew, Saul, that David was going to be king. And he's asking David not to kill all of his descendants, which was often the case when a king arose in any kingdom, but particularly worldly kingdoms. And he said, will you swear to me by the Lord that you will not destroy my name from my father's house? So notice this, that you won't cut off my descendants after me, and that you will not destroy my name from my father's house. A twofold thing, not to kill all of his descendants and not to eliminate, destroy his name from my father's house. And you say, well, people don't do that. They do it to this day. You can find all sorts of evidence where the Germans did this, particularly the Russians did this, Communist Party of the Russians, that if someone was found to be treasonous or someone was found to be dishonorable or not supportive, they would literally take their, Photoshop their pictures off of pictures. And this was happening decades ago. Okay. They would airbrush it, airbrush the picture, and take their part out of the shot. I mean, just eliminate them. So what did David do? 1 Samuel 24:22, last verse of the chapter. David swore to Saul, and Saul went to his home, but David and his men went up to the stronghold. Saul goes back to his palace. David goes to the place where he's hiding. David agreed with Saul and swore to him that he would do this. And again, we'll actually see him doing this, particularly in relationship to Jonathan's offspring, that David will actively seek not only to not destroy his descendants, not only to not cut off his name from the father's household, but he would actively seek to bless them, to find them and to bless them. Well, that's the end of the 24th chapter. Again, I'm Dale. We'll press on the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.